With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Police in Kentucky reporting an active shooter situation that is currently ongoing this evening near I-75 in London, Kentucky, where numerous persons have been shot in traffic. The incident occurring around 9 miles outside of London when officers were called for reports of multiple vehicles being fired on at Interstate 75 in Laurel County. The shots were reportedly coming from a wooded area or an overpass. Former President Donald Trump rallies supporters in Wisconsin ahead of his Tuesday presidential debate.
Republican Donald Trump said he's the best candidate to become president.
From the moment we take back the White House from Comrade Kamala Harris, I believe we are going to have the four greatest years in the history of our country. We're going to turn it around fast.
Meanwhile, he's scheduled to debate Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris on Tuesday. She spent the day prepping and campaigning in Pennsylvania.
It's time to bring our country together, chart a new way forward.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, second seed Arianna Sablanka has beaten Jessica Pegula to win the women's U.S. championship at U.S. Open.
Sabalenka closed out her first U.S. Open win, bouncing back from her New York final loss to Coco Gauff last year, but it took 1 hour and 53 minutes of hard-hitting tennis to eventually prevail over a determined Pegula, who showed a lot of composure, fighting back from early service breaks in both sets to force Sabalenka to work hard for the 7-5, 7-5 win. In the end, it was the sheer power of Sabalenka that prevailed. 40 winners, including 6 aces, a telling factor. It was Sabalenka's third major title, joining her 2 Australian Open crowns. I'm Graham Agars.
Murder charges filed against the father of a 14-year-old boy accused of a Georgia school shooting follow the successful prosecution of 2 parents in Michigan. James and Jennifer Crumbly were held responsible for a similar tragedy at a school north of Detroit. This is SRN News. The states are sorting themselves out when it comes to abortion. SRN's Michael Harrington.
According to data from the Society of Family Planning, the number of abortions is increasing the most in California, New York, New Jersey, and Illinois. Abortion numbers are declining the most in Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and Louisiana. The report also indicates that more and more women are using drugs to end their pregnancies rather than surgery. Abortion pills now account for more than half of all abortions in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Hampshire Supreme Court has upheld a school district's policy aimed at barring parents from being informed if their child is living as the opposite sex at school. In a 3-1 opinion, the court upheld a lower court's dismissal of a lawsuit filed by the mother of a Manchester School District student. She sued after inadvertently discovering that teachers were helping her child live as the opposite sex during the school hours. The court says that the plaintiff failed to show that the school policy infringed on their rights. This is SRN News. The Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians is now selling marijuana and cannabis products to anyone 21 and older.
Sales began Saturday at the Tribone Dispensary in North Carolina, with a spokesman calling it history in the making. The outlet started July 4th to sell the products for recreational use to adults enrolled in the tribe or other federally recognized tribes. Marijuana possession or use is otherwise illegal in North Carolina. The tribe can pass rules related to cannabis as a sovereign nation. Jason Walker reporting.
A wave of odd-colored lobsters has shown up in fishers' traps, supermarket seafood tanks, and scientists' laboratories over the past year. The funky-colored crustaceans inspire headlines that trumpet their rarity, with the blue-hued cotton candy-colored critters describing as 1 in 100 million. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.